Clements and I'm interviewing Brownie L. Johnson at Baldwin Senior Center. May I ask you your name?
Brownie L. Johnson.
How old are you?
6 or 7.
Tell me a little bit about your childhood, your family, number of children in family. And
I have one son, Brett, who's 29 years old. I'm a divorcee. I'm a retired teacher.
Number of parents, are your parents from originally from Bridgeport?
No, my parents are originally from Georgia.
Types of job your parents had?
My mother was a housewife, and my father was a butcher.
Level of high education completed?
My father went to the 12th grade, and my mother went to the 12th grade.
And you?
I have a master's and 20 hours beyond a master's.
What's the name of your college that you went to?
I went to Albany State College in Albany, Georgia. Atlanta University in Atlanta, Georgia. New York University in New York. The University of Oslo in Oslo, Norway.
Oh, wait a s- okay.
University of Bridgeport and Southern Connecticut College.
Okay, thank you. Do you remember anything about the Depression?
I remember the Depression. I remember that we had very little. And people didn't have bare necessities. And there were a lot of people without work and without food.
What about the neighborhood you grew up in? How was it?
I grew up in a small rural town of about 8,000. I lived with my grandfather. He was a letter carrier. And we didn't have too much, but we lived comfortable.
At what age did you move to Bridgeport?
I moved to Bridgeport when I was 45 years old.
Where in Bridgeport did you live, the East End?
Well, I really lived in Stratford all the time. I lived in Success Park, and now I live on McKinley Avenue.
What was the relationship between you and your neighbors?
I had a very good relationship with my neighbors. I had Cubans on one side and Negroes on the other. We got along very well.
What type of religion are you?
What type of religion?
Mm-hmm.
Protestant. Bethlehem African Methodist Episcopal Church.
As a teenager, what were some of the things you did for fun in Bridgeport?
I went to Seaside Park and Beardsley Park and went to the Y and played neighborhood games.
Like, such as?
Basketball, baseball, and running games.
What were some of the places that had entertainment?
Pleasure Beach. The Pleasure Beach was about the only place that I went other than the two parks, Seaside and Beardsley Park.
Tell us a little about the Depression years and what it was like living in it.
Well, as much as I can remember about the Depression, we had very little. I mean, the very bare necessities in food and in clothing. We owned our own home, so we didn't have a problem there. But we couldn't go to the movies, picnics and things that we used to enjoy before the Depression. We couldn't do that. It was just a scarcity of everything.
What were your feelings about World War II since it came right after the Depression?
Well, I'm against all wars. I think things can be settled amicably without going to war. And certainly, for every war, you lose so many young men, which has an adverse effect on the lives of so many women and children. So the war years were very sad years.
Do you remember anything about the bread and soup line?
No, I don't know anything. We never had bread and soup lines where I lived.
Did your family or you lose jobs during the during World War II?
Lose jobs? No. As I said, my grandfather was a letter carrier and his job was protected. And I had a good job. I was an adjudicator working in insurance company.
Anyone in your family went to war?
Yes, I had two nephews. One was in the Air Force and one was in the Marine.
Did you have food rationing?
Yes, I had food rationing.
What was it like?
Well, you had a card and you take it to the store and you got the amount that was specified for the number of people that was in your family. I can remember sugar rationing and shoe rationing very well.
How did it affect you and your family?
Well, truly, it didn't affect us too much because there was about four of us in the family, and the ration was adequate for us, so we didn't have any problems with that.
At what age did you get married?
When I was 37.
Your husband's still living?
Yes.
After World War II, what changes took place in Bridgeport?
Well, I think that more people had worked and made good money during the war years, and a lot of them were able to buy homes and to live a little bit more comfortable than they had previous to the war.
How did the Korean conflict affect you?
Well, I had a nephew that was in Korea, and we worried quite a bit about him, and even now he still has some of the scars of the war, emotionally and physically.
Yeah. What was it like being black in Bridgeport at that time?
Well, blacks, some opportunities were opened up to blacks because of the scarcity of men that had, the eligible young men had gone to war. There was quite a bit of prejudice in Bridgeport in housing, and very few teachers were employed in the Bridgeport system, and very few very good jobs were open to Negroes at this time.
Mm-hmm. At your school, you weren't schooled here, right?
No, I just went to University of Bridgeport after I came here.
Was there segregation in the university?
No.
Were churches segregated then?
Not really. Just Negroes went to Negro churches. A few Negroes went to Catholic churches, and then they had their own churches. But I can't say that was more by choice than by regular segregation.
What about the neighborhoods and the jobs?
Well, the neighborhoods that I have lived in were integrated. I lived in Success Park, it was integrated, and where I live now is an integrated neighborhood. And jobs have opened up. Negroes, after the 60s, Negroes were able to get a lot of jobs that before they hadn't been in the school.
Did you teach in Bridgeport?
Yes, I do. Okay.
What was it like being a teacher in Bridgeport, and what school did you teach at?
I taught at Waltersville School, and I taught at Whittier School. Well, the schools that I taught in were predominantly black and Spanish-speaking children. And there weren't many black teachers, but I got along with them. I had nice principals.
Were you ever discriminated against?
No.
Being black, and were you looked up to, were you admired by other blacks?
Well, I think there was a certain amount of pride in black, knowing that you were a teacher, because Bridgeport had so few black teachers.
Do you like the way Bridgeport has deteriorated over the years?
No, I don't. I think it's a loss of pride when you go down to some parts of the city or parts of South End and East End. I think you have your most deterioration. The lack of community pride is evidenced. Lack of police, adequate police protection for the merchants that have stores in those areas. And lack of jobs and recreational activities for young people.
How do you compare the blacks of today in Bridgeport to those back then? What are some of the differences between?
Well, blacks definitely have better jobs. They have not adequate housing, but more blacks own houses. Their schools are not completely desegregated, but there are more black teachers. And there are a few black principals. And that's more than what we've ever had in Bridgeport.
What about do you like the way the black kids now are acting?
No, for the most part, black children waste their time. They don't seem to be motivated. I don't know whether it's because of the lack of supervision in the black families or what, but our young blacks don't take advantage of the educational opportunities that Bridgeport affords.
What's some advice you give to young people of Bridgeport today, especially black?
To stay in school. And when you go in school, listen to your teachers, get your work, and strive for excellence in your lesson.
Thank you very much.